The forests of Maryland are under attack.
They got infested. There's small larvae over there.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Jian Duan has watched the larvae of the emerald ash borer devastate trees across the northern U.S.
Oh, this is loaded with larvae.
The young insects carve these twisting galleries under the bark, cutting off the flow of nutrients and killing tens of millions of ash trees. Experts say these Asian invaders probably arrived in a shipment from China. They are expected to cost an estimated $10 billion in damage through the end of this decade, not to mention the ecological impact.
There is a possibility some species may be completely wiped out by these beetles, and you can imagine the cascading effect by losing a tree species in our native forest.
Ash trees make up 20 to 40% of some northern U.S. forests. The emerald ash borer threatens them and all the creatures that depend on them.
So these guys came over from China, and when they got here, they didn't have any natural enemies. So what they're doing is they're bringing their enemies over too.
Today, Duan and his team are going to turn those enemies loose. In each of these bottles is 100 tiny wasps. They will hone in on the eggs laid by the adult borer in the cracks of the ash tree's bark.
The wasps basically crawl into the crack and then they use their antenna to detect where the egg is.
Then they lay their own eggs inside the borer's egg. The young wasps steal the developing borer's food. They live, the borer dies. In Asia, Duan says, these wasps help keep the borer's population in check.
That's kind of like we re-established the relationship between the borer, the Amdash borer, with its natural enemies.
Wasps are used successfully to control cassava mealybugs in Africa and many other invasive pests. But Duan knows fighting an invasive insect with another import can be risky. It could become invasive too. So his lab raises wasps in quarantine while they're tested. Red lights subdue escapees, and disposable outerwear stops any hitchhikers from getting out.
So this, oh, there's some here.
He will only release picky eaters, wasps that would much rather attack an emerald ash borer than a native insect. The wasps released today pass the tests, but they have a big job ahead of them.
You have to take a long term. It's because think about how many emerald ash borer are out in the U.S. and how many wasps we released. We released, you know, 10,000 wasps. This is really nothing. Drop in the ocean, seems like.
Now Duan and his team will watch and wait to see if the wasps can return some balance to an ecosystem at risk. Steve Barragona, VOA News, La Plata, Maryland.